Hello.
Oh, hi Clark, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. I was actually following up because we
move it.
Then I get no more, man.
Move this shit too.
No.
Both of them motherfuckers be bad as shit.
The fuck, bro? Hello?
Hi Clark. It's Tina from Local Splash. I was following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
I wanted to cancel with Local Splash.
Okay, so let me give you some options because if you recall in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 27th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. So there's a $299 past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time because come October 27th, that'll reoccur to $598, and it will continue to do so until this settles. So first off,
I
how
didn't get
come?
any leads from any guys for me to be paying. I didn't get no leads. I don't understand why am I even paying.
Okay, so I'm on your dashboard and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been clicked on 302 times through the advertising that we're providing for you. Let me look at one other thing here. It's also saying that Google, is requesting a video verification. Did you get that done?
No.
Yeah, because it says they've made over 5 attempts trying to get that done. So just to let you know, Clark, Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when Google offers that video verification, it's actually a good thing they offer it because it's protection for you so that when you're on the first page, those calls come to you. So it's a quick 10-minute process. Some people see the video or the email, action needed, start Google video verification, and they get intimidated by it because they think they have to be on like a Zoom call with a Google rep or something like that. It's nothing like that. It's a quick 10-minute process where you just upload a couple of things to a form that's then sent to Google in the form of a video. So, all they're looking for is anything that you can show that you're a valid business in the area. So sometimes it's just a, business license or a registration or insurance or an invoice with your address or a work vehicle with a license plate. Anything like that would solidify to Google that you're valid and would allow the listing to get published. So that's the main hiccup here. Right now, all of those 302 clicks are coming through the Facebook ads. The Google verification has to get verified in order for that to publish, and that's where you're going to see an explosion of results. Because, Facebook ads are definitely beneficial, but 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that's where you're going to see an explosion of results if you're able to do that. And we could even have one of our, agents from the verification department call you and help you walk you through it to make sure that it gets done, in a timely manner. I'm just looking here at something else. Let's see. You have an option if you wanted to. I wouldn't recommend it because right now that's where all of your results are coming from. But if you wanted to, just so that you can get your business verified and published on Google and make it a little bit more affordable, you could remove the Facebook ads and that would lower your past due amount to just $199. And then moving forward, your billing would stay at $199 unless you called back and, you know, wanted to put the Facebook ads back on, of course. But if you don't do the video verification that Google was requiring, it's almost like you took that, you know, 4 months that you paid us and you're the 3 months that you paid us and you threw it down the toilet. Because right when you're on the cusp of having this publish and get your phone ringing and bring you some solid work, then everything would unravel. You know what I mean? Because you're not getting that video verification done.
So all these months, I ain't getting no business. So I'm supposed to just lose that. I'm still lost that money. That's what I was speaking to somebody before.
Yeah, like, so in like the voice verification recording, right, but in the voice verification recording, we have you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash, because we know this is a month-to-month subscription and it's going to keep billing you. If you get, you know, 3 months worth of attempts of trying to get a video verification done and you're ignoring them, the program continues to reoccur while that's happening. And that's the only problem, is that one step, for one reason or another, I don't know if you tried to do it and you hit a glitch, or if you just thought that it wasn't necessary and just, you know, disregarded it.
I tried to do it a few times. It just,
what happened?
I'm not sure. I was just trying to still take the next step. I scheduled it and everything. I talked to a couple people a couple times. And I'm saying, like, I'm just trying to take the next step after this verification, and nothing was going through.
I see. The last notes here, we're back in July. PIN verification, 5 attempts, video recording, 5 plus attempts, video recording. Let's see. Client picked up on the 3rd attempt. He asked for a call back at 2. We'll call client back. That's when she called back and she didn't get a hold of you. Called 3 times, no answer, left voicemail. Called 5 times, but client was unresponsive. Called 3 times, no answer. So I don't know, what's going on there, but there is a note on your account that you got in August, one of those scam calls, from a guy named Gavin at Town Square Media. There's 2 companies that Local Splash is in legal issues with. One is Town Square, the other is Ali Ali. And they're calling our clients and they're saying, Local Splash is not working with Google's best practices and their websites are copy and paste.
That's what I was getting too.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't know what was going on. So I'm thinking like, all right, they keep telling me, they was forcefully trying, well, they can't force me, but they was persuading me to cancel it as well and move on with them. So at that point, I just was like overwhelmed and fed up, because I didn't know what to believe, because I couldn't see nothing from what I was paying.
Oh my
this
goodness. I am so sorry.
For me.
I know. And for us too, because had you picked up the phone on one of our attempts, we could have explained this all to you, because the reason those guys
that's
are scammers,
the reason why too, because
yeah.
It's like they make it seem like y'all are scammers. And y'all did. So now my account is messed up. And I'm trying to like get myself going again, you know, but right now I'm in a tight situation. That's the only reason I was really trying to cancel, because it's like it was too much.
Well,
this is my first attempt as a business owner, and I don't have no like no financial support doing this. So if I feel like I'm crashing, then like I can't, you know what I mean? I don't know what to do right now, to be honest.
Absolutely. I get it. You didn't sign up with that guy, did you?
No, I always stalled it out. Thank God I didn't give them my information.
Yeah, thank God. That's a good thing. You prevented yourself some heartache, because those guys, they'll promise you the moon and the stars, and then if you sign up with them, they don't do anything, you know? So the reason we know that is for the clients of ours that did cancel and go with them, they never call and ask to get access to the Google page or the website or anything that we've done, and they can't create a new Google page because that's a duplicate and it would cause a red flag. So the people that go with them are just throwing their money away because they're not doing anything. So thank goodness that you didn't get entangled with them. That's a blessing. So here's one thing I'm thinking that I would like to do for you, Clark. Number one, I'll put you into friends and family pricing of $249 monthly. That would save you $50 a month. But on top of that, if you remove the Facebook ads, you're only going to pay $149 monthly, okay? Then to kind of compensate you for the 3 months that you paid and you didn't really get that Google video done. I know that, you know, we tried everything we could to get a hold of you, but for some reason, since that wasn't done, I could collect the $149 that gets the account current. I could get you over to the verification department today and make sure that, you know, little piece of the puzzle gets taken care of. And then I can put a service credit on here for next month. So I would reset the billing for today, which is the first. The November 1st payment would be free on your service credit. So once you pay that $149, you would be paid in full all the way until December 1st. And my objective in doing that is to give you plenty of time to get your business on the first page so that your phone's ringing with new clients. That way you can absolutely recoup some of that money that you've spent, right? And then come December 1st, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you choose...
That's my birthday.
Is it? Oh, wow. You're close to my son. My son's December 3rd. 1994. He's going to be 31 this December.
Mom, 1990.
Oh, wow. You're the same birth year as my second oldest daughter. She was born September of 1990. So that's awesome. So
you know, the young mentality around our age. Like right now, I'm just trying to make sure I'm established. It is not a good feeling.
Yeah, but you have to look at it like this: is let's say that somebody hired you to do a bunch of masonry in like a complex, like an HOA complex. And it was a gated community. And then every time you went in to get in the gate, they wouldn't open the gate. And let's say that you're showing that you called 5 times on this day, 3 times on this day, you emailed them, you texted them, and you were there on numerous attempts trying to get in the gate. And then after all that, they call you up and they fire you and they say, you're the worst masonry contractor ever because you didn't complete the job, right? And you'd be like, well, honestly, that wasn't my fault. I was there on so many attempts and I was trying to get in and you were ignoring me, you know? So that's the only problem is, you know, the reason we do that in the voice verification recording to have you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash is because the only time we'll reach out to you is if something crucial like this is needed that Google's requiring. And our hands are tied at that point. We can't just say, oh, we're going to supersede what Google wants and just publish it because at the end of the day, they're trying to protect you. And again, the only way you can get on the first page is to be a valid business in the area. So it's not like you have to be licensed and insured and all of that stuff even to get on the first page. If you don't have any of that, sometimes a simple business card with your address and a work vehicle with a Pennsylvania license plate would do because that's enough to show Google that you're actually in the Philadelphia area, you know, and then they can publish you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's sometimes I feel people get intimidated by that email because they see action needed, Google video on the end. They think, oh, my goodness, that looks kind of scary. I'm going to just ignore it. But it's actually a quick 10-minute thing. For you to just go on there and put a couple of things and then Google says, okay, we're satisfied now and we'll publish this business. So, and you know, if the $149 isn't doable today, that's okay too. You don't have to pay it today. But I would definitely recommend.
Give me some time.
Of
course. I just need a little time.
Yep. I'm making the adjustment in your pricing right now. And I'm going to put a note on here that whenever you do pay, that you will get a service credit for next month. That will compensate you for some of the money that you spent. And then, let me see here. Okay, I'm making the adjustment here to grandfather you into this $149 pricing. And then my only recommendation is get it, the payment in, no later than October, 27th is your billing date? No later than October 24th. I'm sure you'll pay it before then because I don't have any way to even push out the billing or put a free month or anything on here right now because the account's in a past due status. So that means that it will reoccur another charge on October 27th if it's not taken care of before then. So if you take care of this, you know, next week or the week after, something like that, then no problem.
This is a verification, right?
I'm talking about the payment for right now. The verification, you can do that today if you want. You don't even have to wait till the payment's up to speed because I'll put a note on here for them to continue to work on it. If they see that it's done, they'll continue to work on it. So, yeah, I'm not worried about the verification. I'm more worried about the payment because if the payment's not in by a certain time, then it reoccurs another charge, and I don't have any flexibility with the billing while it's in a past due status. So my idea was to, you know, reduce the rate for you, take off the Facebook ads, collect the $149, which you can do, you know, within the next couple of weeks or so, and then I'll push the next billing out 30 days, but make that next payment 30 days a free month so that you'll get pretty much, you know, 2 months of service for that $149. And that way we have plenty of time to, you know, get your Google Business page published on the first page so that now you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business. Does all of that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So do me a favor. I resent you the instructions. Have you been getting those emails? It says action needed, Clark. Start Google video verification.
Which email y'all sending them to?
Let me check. I just resent it. It said it was sent successfully. We have constructionxlawn@gmail.com.
Okay, let me check that email.
And if it's not in your inbox, check the filtered mail. We send from a very large Gmail server, so sometimes the first correspondence goes in the filtered mail until you read one, and then you'll see like so many emails of us calling, you know, trying to get it done. You see it? Okay. So try to get that done today. And just as an FYI, it's going to ask you for 8 different things that you can show that you're valid. Don't stress out about that and think that you have to send all 8 items on the list. If you only have 1 or 2 items, that's perfectly fine. As long as you upload something, it gives us some ammo with Google in order to get you verified.
Okay.
And you probably don't need number 8. Workplace and signage is more for like a brick and mortar business. Most service oriented businesses are home based businesses. So you wouldn't have to worry about doing like a workplace or anything like that. Just make sure that when you upload the video, you're within that basic, you know, Philadelphia vicinity. You can be within 50 miles of your location for them to accept it. But again, Google's just trying to protect you because sometimes there's big corporations that get the idea, oh, hey, let's, you know, start marketing in Philadelphia. That's a great area. And they try to, you know, get on Google without being in Philadelphia. Well, guess what? Google's going to reject it. Because they'll know when they upload the video that they're not in that area. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is also why we can't do it for you because we're in Southern California, so we can't upload it for you. You have to go on there and do it. So my name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. I'll send that to you in a text message. So if you go on there later today and you have some trouble or you can't get it sent, then no problem. You just call me and I'll get you over to someone at the verification department that can walk you through it. But I'm confident that you'll be able to get on there no problem and get that taken care of today.
Okay, will do.
Okay, sounds good. And then I will circle back to your account in a week or so and just see, you know, where you're at with the payment. And then if you have any questions in the meantime, I just, like I said, texted you my direct line. Or when you call in the local Splash number, it's voice activated. You could also just say transfer to Tina, and it will recognize it and send you to my extension, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Well, do you have any other questions for me right now?
No, not right now. Everything sounds good. So far, so good.
Yeah, I'm happy. And this will be a great birthday present for you coming up, because December 1st, that's around the corner now, huh? Now that we're coming into the October month. Yep. It's crazy how fast things go. Once October hits, then it's Halloween things. My son always kind of got gypped when he was little for his birthday, because he was, you know, the 1 week after Thanksgiving, 3 weeks before Christmas, you know how that is, and he kind of would get lost in the shuffle of everything going on, you know? Not by me, of course, but just like other relatives, they would always forget, you know?
No, that's true.
It's so true. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, Clark. Call me if you have any issues whatsoever, and then I'll circle back and touch base next week, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.